Tarzan, Jane, and Todd Marinovich. What do they have to do with being a man of God, a husband of God? Well, let's talk about it on this episode of 1 Million Husbands. I couldn't wait to play football in eighth grade, eager to put on the red and white jersey of the John J. Pershing Junior High Pandas. Now, don't get caught up in the trivial. I mean, yes, I said pandas, as in cute, black and white, non-carnivore, bamboo-eating, and a relative lack of natural predators to worry about, pandas. I mean, I don't care how you dress it up. Pandas just don't instill a whole lot of fear as a species, and especially as a mascot. But, you know, let's keep moving. Eighth grade football was going to be great because my friends would be right there with me. And now that's important because we did everything together. One kid, though, not part of our group, Billy Jones, we'll call him, was huge. He was the proverbial man-child. He was a heartthrob to the girls. He was shaving at 14 and the idol of all the cool guys. Not so much the late-blooming nerd herd that I ran with. However, come August, there we were on the same field, on the same team with Bill. Standing there at the first practice was bittersweet. Sweet because it meant I survived the cut. Bitter for me because Bill and I played the same position, running back. The first day was just drills and coaches talking, yelling mostly. But I remember going home that night, self-talking myself into the importance of being second string, given who was penciled in before me. Bill was option 1A, 1B, 1C, and everybody else was a distant second. Day two of the Mighty Pandas preparation for the 1972 season concluded with a new perspective, a new phrase, and what I thought was a new lease on my very young life. Bill was physically so far beyond every kid there, and I can say with confidence, probably a couple of coaches too, he had muscles that I'm pretty sure weren't where I had ever seen muscles. There were muscles popping out of muscles, and we could tell the coaches were as amazed as we were, and they could not wait to get things going. And I'm sure that, as on my mind, the coach's mind, and everybody else's mind, district champs was emblazoned across it. And then practice started. After finishing some non-contact drills and reviewing a few plays, it was time to go live. Now, I'll admit that I could have handled the situation better, but hey, I was 13, very immature, and definitely not a Christ follower. The first play was a handoff to Bill, and surely he was going to run right through the line and confirm what everybody believed about the kind of season that we were already assured of. But the Billy train was stopped easily. "Let's run it again," yelled the coach. "This time let's block." Same play, worse result. Mighty Bill was stopped in the backfield easily. This happened three more times. Each time, each play, Bill looking less willing for the next. So you're one of those look-like-Tarzan, play-like-Jane guys, yelled coach. And we all laughed and snickered, and I repeated a version of it loudly and arrogantly, though hidden in the crowd of sideline standbys. Not one of my better moments. And I'm sure there was disappointment for Coach on several levels. Disappointment that he let his dreams get the better of him. Disappointed that Bill lacked the heart to match his physical gifts. Disappointed probably because I was one of his next best options. For me, though, the season was great. We did much, but we fought hard. Coach could count on me to run through the opposing defense and gash them for about 2 yards a carry. It wasn't much, but the effort is what Coach loved. Oh, sure, Bill was bigger, faster, and if mere presence counted, he was something to behold. But there was no fight, no commitment, no heart. I'm sure I learned a lot in eighth grade, but nothing was more valuable than the simple realization that looks can be deceiving. Don't judge a book by its cover. And looking like Tarzan and playing like Jane is definitely a bad thing. Substance counts. The stuff that makes us who we really are. The Bible uses words like confidence, assurance, and conviction interchangeably with substance. All unseen. All part of the muscle fiber of faith. And faith needs action to grow. Saying you can bench press 300 pounds is very different from actually doing it. But isn't that what a lot of husbands do? Isn't that what a lot of men do? Professing themselves as leaders in marriage, but the substance, the conviction, it's not there. More intent on looking the part than actually living the part. Some of you may remember Todd Marinovich. To be brief, his story may be the greatest analogy, albeit a cautionary tale, for us to learn from and has nothing to do with marriage. From birth, it seems Todd was being designed to be a pro athlete. Strict diets, demanding workout regimens throughout childhood ultimately produced the now infamous Robo quarterback. A high school phenom that went on to USC and then on to a short-lived and abysmal career in the NFL. Clearly a physical specimen, a Tarzan, if you will. But he couldn't escape the reality of life with sand as a foundation. Fame, attention, and temptations with no ability to combat them led Todd to make this sad and telling remark. I don't want to be Todd Marinovich. Drugs and problems with relationships and the law have plagued Todd ever since. Now, probably in his late 40s, maybe around 50, there seems to be a clinging to mere existence. An existence that was meant to be and should have been so much more. 6 feet four of lean muscle and unbridled talent was really a hardcover hiding a weak and very human interior. I don't want to be Todd Marinovich. Nevertheless, there's only one thing that can save me from it. And the only thing, as far as I can tell, that is the difference between Todd and you and me. It'd be easy just to say the name Jesus or the word faith and move along. To some, though, that would be a cliche. For others, it's important to flesh it out. And I'm convinced that a healthy discussion of what it really means to know Jesus, to trust him, and how that impacts our life and marriage is necessary going forward, as men, as husbands. Let's get a very quick breath and come back and talk about the work we need to do. So what do we do with this? I think for many of us, what we do is dependent on whether our faith is an active faith. What do we really believe about Jesus, and does it impact our lives in total? This week, let's consider whether our faith looks like Billy Jones, all appearance, but no substance, no real action, or is it all heart, conviction, and submission to God's holiness and authority? We'll discuss this more next week, but for now, let's pause and prepare for some heavy lifting, some prayer. Well, next week, we're going to continue this discussion in a way with a topic, the greatest question ever. But for now, let's do some heavy lifting. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you as men desiring more. But we know that the more we too often desire is covered in flesh and stuff. We pray that our desires would be yours, and we would have a willingness and a passion to live for you and in you as you abide in us. We pray to be your image bearers and remove those things that so easily get in the way. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Once again, share this with your friends, and if you have any questions or thoughts, suggestions, feel free to message me through Facebook, Instagram, email me, 1millionhusbands@gmail.com. So until next time, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the 1 Million Husbands podcast.